Anahi chole esa babacan. The young Brahmana took this opportunity to speak. Please write this down on paper in black and white so that you may not again change your word of honor. So what he's writing on is that the young Brahmin, the older Brahmin and his son both agreed that if Gopal personally comes to here as a witness, I'll surely give my daughter. And then the elder Brahmin's son confirmed it, saying, yes, this is very nice, because he didn't think that that would ever happen. So. Okay. Tabe sab loka mele patra tolike likila. Duhara sammati laya madhyashta rokilo. All the assembled people got the statement down in black and white, and taking the signatures, actually it doesn't say black and white in the word, were words, but writing, leaky. If anybody's looking for it. Taking the signatures of agreement from both of them served as mediators. Majasta. Tabe choto viprakohi shuno sarvajan. Evi prasatya bhakya dharma paraya. The young Brahmin then said, will all you gentlemen present please hear me? This elderly Brahmana is certainly truthful and is following the religious principles. 84. Svabhakya charite ihar nahi kabuman. Svajana mrityu bhai ko he asacha bacha. He had no desire to break his promise, but fearing that his kinsman would commit suicide, he deviated from the truth. Ihara punye krishneani sakshi bolaibo. Tabe evi prera satya prati gyarakibo. By the piety of the elderly Brahmin, I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness. Thus I shall keep his truthful promise intact. Etashuni nashtik lok upahasakari. Keho bale ishvara doyalu asiteha pare. Hearing the emphatic statement of the younger Brahmana, some atheists in the meeting began to cut jokes. However, someone else said, after all, the Lord is merciful. If he likes, he can come. Tabe she choto vipra gela vrindavan. Dandavat kori kohe shobha vibaran. After the meeting, the young Brahmin started from Vrindavan. Upon arriving there, he first offered his respectful obeisances to the deity and then narrated everything in full detail. Brahmanya deva tumi boro, Brahmanya deva tumi boro doyamoya. Duivi prera dharma rako hoya sadaya. He said, my Lord, you are the protector of Brahminical culture, and you are also very merciful. Therefore, kindly show your great mercy by protecting the religious principles of us two Brahmanas. Kanya pabo muramani iha nahisuka. Brahmanera pratigya jaye boroduka. My dear Lord, I'm not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as a bride. I'm simply thinking that the Brahmana has broken his promise, and that is giving me great pain. A bado duk. Third word. It was not at all the intention of the young Brahmana to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmin in marriage and thus enjoy material happiness and sense gratification. It was not for that reason that the young Brahmana went to Vrindavan to ask the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness. His only concern was that the elderly Brahmana had promised something, and if Gopal did not bear witness to that transaction, then the older Brahmana would incur a sinful blemish. Therefore, the young Brahmana wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmana was thus a pure Vaishnava, and he had no desire for sense gratification. He wanted only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the older Brahmana, who was also a Vaishnava and very much devoted to the Lord. Om Gyana Chamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramaritang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vijay Janya Manal Bhishtang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Fayam Rupagadam Mahyam Dadati Sabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadagamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Samitang Tam Siddhivam Sadvaitam Sabadlutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitam Sha Achanavamita Bujao Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwam Baro Vijabaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Pyakaro Kuru Navataro Namaste Kalasatya Jagannatha Sathaya Cha Sapritaya Saputraya Sakalatraya Te Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudevi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kanya Pabo Moramani Hanahi Sukh Brahmani Rapati Gyajai E Barodok. My dear Lord, I'm not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as a bride. I'm simply thinking that the Brahmana has broken his promise, and that's giving me great pain. So imagine going all the way to Vrindavan in those days just to protect the principles of this elderly Brahmin. He must have really been a strong, powerful devotee to do that. Going to Vrindavan, it takes like forever. You have to walk there. It's obviously poor. I mean, the older Brahmin, he needed that younger Brahmin just to get there. He couldn't even go by himself. So that's great devotion. So here, and he says right here, Kanya Pabo Moramani Hanahi Sukh. I didn't intend to get happiness by getting this Kanya. Kanya Daya, this is the principle, Vedic principle. One has to give his daughter to a person who is qualified. So the Brahmin felt that this boy was qualified, this young man. He was so thankful, but it so happened that things got tweaked around. Again, we're thinking of how that one Swami asked Prabhupada about this on a morning walk. Panchatithi. I guess they hadn't had the detailed story, because he wanted to know from Prabhupada why this Brahmin would want the daughter if he was such a great Brahmin. Well, here it's stated clearly. Obviously, the book weren't out. Why would anyone ask that? He asked Prabhupada why this young Brahmin would want the daughter anyway, and why would he want to even get married? And then Prabhupada said, there's nothing wrong with marriage, only you could not marry because you're too ugly. Everyone started really laughing loudly. Prabhupada was a great joker. It's one of the all-time jokes you can find on tape. On a morning walk, everyone blasting. So here it emphasized, Prabhupada emphasizing it was not at all the intention of the young Brahmin to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmin, but he wants to maintain these Brahminical principles. He called this a spiritual blemish, and he wanted to protect. So obviously the Brahmanas had a very high standard at one time. Nowadays, Prabhupada pointed out so many times, you could find guys pulling rickshaws and tailors, carts, and wearing Brahmin thread. and smoking bidi, but they have Brahmins, right? They don't see so much, but that probably they've obviously seen it even 100 years ago. So this is the position. This story, we don't know when it took place. I mean, we have no idea really how many years before Lord Chaitanya Nityananda were hearing and talking about it. But Shamodama Tapashocham, Kshantir Arjavamevacha. Bhagavad Gita explains the Brahminical principles very clearly. And all there's many detailed ones, but there at least it says controlling the mind, the senses. So obviously this Brahman had this quality. Samadama Tapashocham, Kshantirar, forgiveness, Kshantirajam, tolerance. Gyanam Vijnanam Astakam, Ramakarma Sabhavajam. Gyanam Vijnanam Astakam means he's religious, obviously. And can't be non-religious means he would be just, I don't know, some kind of Mayavadi meditating on a flame. I guess they didn't do that during Krishna's time. He wouldn't have mentioned it. So Gyana Vijnana means he has not only the theoretical knowledge of what a Brahman is, but Vigyan, realized knowledge. There were times when, I was discussing this, reminding Mahamaya yesterday about the story. I just thought of it, that we never found out if this was true. And the only one who knows, I'm not in touch with. But we actually all sat through our Brahminical initiation, and people threw bananas in the fire. Prabhupada was there. And after more than 20 people were ready to go to see Prabhupada and get their mantra, Balimaranand decided that he said that Prabhupada questioned whether they were all, he might have said, are they qualified? But he didn't allow most of the people to get their Brahminical initiation. He might have got a reaction for that too. But he let some of us go in. Because Prabhupada was getting, and then various times Prabhupada, you could hear him actually, said they're getting initiation, and even Prabhupada wrote letters. Now on we must be very strict with Brahminical initiation. Not that anybody gets it. If they show Brahminical quality, because it was automatic, like an assembly line. And it's still that way, you know, you stay some time, you get your Brahmin. But there were times when Prabhupada imitated the ISKCON Brahmin by doing this. And just like eating, wipe your mouth and go to sleep. That's not what Prabhupada's idea was, especially when people started going to India. And they're actually Brahmins there, not all bogus. They might be Mayavad, they might be smarter Brahmins, but they follow at least these rituals. So, you know, as soon as people started going to India, boom, forget the left hand eating, or then the transfer pots that whole system started, because we were in L.A. and letters were coming back from Tamal Krishna especially, how the Brahmins were looking very carefully. Oh, these people are Brahmin. Let's just see what they're doing. You know, I mean, everyone in India, whether they're Brahmin or not, they know you don't eat with your left hand. There's so many things you follow, simple things. What to speak of knowing Sanskrit. But a Brahmin, yajan yajan patan patan dana pratigraha. He has to, at least if he follows those things, then he's a Brahmin. Prabhupada was the best example. Yajan Yajan, what did he do when he came to the West, or at any time? Yajan Yajan, he showed what is worship and sacrifice, and he did it himself, and he taught it. Yajan Patan Patan, he studied the Shastra, he was expert, and Patan Patan means he taught the Shastra. If we're not learning Shastra, then we can understand that our Brahminical standard is definitely lagging. Just like Prabhupada would say so many times, you're a distributing book, but do you know what it says? And if they ask you, and you say, no, I only sell it, is that a very good answer? Please distribute the books. But when Prabhupada came to Brooklyn in 71, he found that the people who organized the ISKCON Press in the beginning in Boston, they weren't following hardly any Brahminical standards. They had no sadhana, practically speaking. So Prabhupada said, close the press. What is the use of the press if our own men cannot follow it? They're printing books, but so probably one of the people, his disciples, of course we want to go out and give and give and give. And those, I'm sure people who got books later on probably exceeded the people who were printing them or maybe even distributing them. But still, so therefore then, even in the Bhagavatam class that time, Prabhupada was stressing that if you can't rise before 4 o'clock, don't live in the temple. First thing, rising early. Vibhavati shesha aloka pravesha. Bolo hari hari. Aloka pravesha. What to speak of the glimpses of light, that's late. In the winter time is dark in the morning. You cannot rise. It's the beginning of Brahminical life. You have to rise early in the morning. And so the Brahman is Dvijamani Gora Amani Jagi. Mahaprabhu is called the Dvijamani, the jewel mani of all the twice born Brahmins. Lord Chaitanya Dvijamani Gora Amani Jagi. Bhakata Samoha. What is he doing? Bhakata Samoha. Loya Same. He's taking the bhaktas. That's us. And they're chanting early in the morning and waking people. Udilavarana. Of course, the light is coming. Udilavarana. Pura Babagi. Vijamani Gora Amani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the highest standard of Brahminical principle. Even when he was married, a Brahmana or any householder, the wife is cooking, that's all. And feeding people. And doing the puja. Of course, Lord Chaitanya couldn't do the puja after some time because he was crying too much and falling into ecstasy, so he had to stop. But from the beginning, he was acting as a Brahmin. Even when he was a boy, he had his own students. At like 12, 13, he already had his own school. No one could compete with him. So Prabhupada's mission was to bring this Brahminical life. This the head, Mukhe Buhuru Pade Bhya, in the universal form. From the head comes the Brahmanas. And Prabhupada said, of course, without belly you can't live. Even the shudras, the legs, you can't walk. You need that. Everything is needed, the arms, the kshatriyas. But even if you have arms, even if you have a belly, even if you have legs, Srila Prabhupada would say, then no head means headless society. Mind has to be Brahman. But one may not be born Brahman. Just like Thakur Haridas today, we can talk about him now. He was given the Shraddha Patra by Advaita Acharya, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charita, which the chief Brahmin is supposed to be given. So he actually protested. He said, why are you giving me this plate? Because Advaita Acharya would offer, and he was a very respected Brahmin, and he offered to his forefathers. And then he gave it to Thakur Haridas, and the other Brahmins were surprised. They said, don't give me. He said, no, by feeding you, I'm feeding hundreds of thousands of Brahmanas. So today is the passing, and so we'll read. I forgot what you read, but we're going to maybe jump ahead. Or actually, it starts off. Every day, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to see Thakur Haridas. Thakur Haridas, being born a Muslim, could not go to the Puri. In the Puri temple, no way, Jose. But he could see the chakra, the flag. But Lord Chaitanya used to come, Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the way, and bring him prasadam every day. Apparently, sometimes Govinda would go, because here it says, one day, Govinda, the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya, went in great tribulation to deliver prasad remnant to Haridas Thakur from Lord Jagannath. Please rise, take your Mahaprasad. Haridas said, today I will observe fasting. I haven't finished chanting my regular number of rounds. Thakur Haridas used to chant 190-something rounds. Different mathematicians have their differences of opinion, but it's up in the 180s. It takes a couple of minutes to do that. I have not finished my regular rounds. How can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad. How can I neglect it? Saying this, he offered his prayer to the Mahaprasad, and he took a little portion and he ate it. The next day, Lord Chaitanya went to Haridasa's place and inquired from him, Haridasa, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body's okay, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Actually, his body was old, but he was saying his body's okay, but his mind and intelligence. Lord Chaitanya further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Purport, if one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna conscious movement, we've fixed 16 rounds as a minimum, so the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. Prabhu kohe vridha hoila shankya opakoro siddha deha tumi sadanai agraha kene koro. Now that you have become old, the Lord said, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You're already liberated, therefore you need not follow the regular principles very strictly. Purport, unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regular principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow regular principles. Similarly, Raghunath Goswami was also such a living example. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath, strictly follow the regular principles. The first regular principles, one must chant Hare Krishna. Sankhya purvakanam agananati bhi kalavasani krito. He must chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he could hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisance to the Lord. Lok nishtarite etomar avatar namira mahima loke korira pracha. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. So Lord Chaitanya has approved, very satisfied, your role in this incarnation, Tomar Avatar. So Thakur Haridas is sometimes considered incarnation of Lord Brahma, sometimes Prahlad Maharaj, sometimes. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of Harinam. Chaitanya Prabhu confirmed, Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Brahma. Siddhanta Saraswati says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of God in his mission, and such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Lord concluded, now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But we know Haridas Thakur, whenever he was given some prasad, remnants of Lord Chaitanya, he would go outside, or he wouldn't take it until everyone else had taken prasad. And he'd always say, I'm abominable, and he'd go out at some distance. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. Adrishya asprishya more angikara koila rorava hoite kari more Vaikunthe charaila. Swatantra ishar tumi hao icha moya jagat nachao jare jai chai icha hoya. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. By your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shatapatra, that should have been offered to the first-class brahmanas. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. I have one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes in the material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastime. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Shailila Prabhu More Kabuna De Kaiba Apanarage Mora Sharira Padaiba Vidaye Darimu Tomara Kamala Charan Nayane Dekimu Tamara Chandabatan. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moonlight face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, that is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Ainicha deha mora paduka tava age e bancha siddhi mora tomate ilage. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful, he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happens is mine, is all due to your association. It's not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Catching the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I'm so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? Dokata vatsal prabhu tumi mui bhakta bas abasha purabe prabhu more yas. My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. Nevertheless, I wish you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave, but it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Thakur Haridas. After embracing him, Lord Chaitanya left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Prabhu kohi Haridas koha samachar, Haridas kohi Prabhu jay kripa toma. My dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakresh Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Srup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. Then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart. Then he took the dust at the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Sri Krishna Chaitanya sabda korite uccharan namira sahita pran koila utkrama. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sarup Damodar informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chant and dance behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Thakur Haridas was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken robes, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting. Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas with sand, chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." He covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with a vibration. Hari Dwani Kala Hari Barila Bhuvan. Daibedi Prabhu Koila Kirtananartan. Hari Dwani Kala Hari Barila Bhuvan. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water with great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation. The tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwar gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. That must mean something. Haridas Thakurir Mahotsavir Tari Prasad Magiye Bika Deha Tamare. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Sarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Sarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence. And he kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Sarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed up in different loads, carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Sarup Damodar Goswami bring prasad, but Baninath Patanayaka as well as Kasi Mishra sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put in each plate what at least five men could eat. Sarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute prasad." The four men, Sarup, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered the prasad to Lord Chaitanya and with great attention made him eat. With Brahmananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasad. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Akanta Puran Puranya Sabai Karila Bhujan Deha Deha Bole Prabhu Bole Nabacham. Everyone was filled to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. Deha Deha Bole Deha Deha Bole Bojan Kariya Sabe Koila Chaman Sabare Paraila Prabhu Maria Chanda. After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each and every one, each of them, with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this world, it was not within my power to detain him. Amar Shakti Tare Narila Rakite. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away. Exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from the Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone. English doesn't make it, but. Eta boli Mahaprabhu nachena pani. Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur. And chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Sabhi gai jai jai jaya Haridas namira mahima jeha karila prakash. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. For anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Any comments? Should I read the last purport? No one's going anywhere. Huh? Read it. At Purushottam Kshetra or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur, still existing. Every year on the date of Ananta Chaturdashi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, three deities of Nityananda, Sri Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established 100 years ago. Now, this was written by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in the 20s. So that means in the 1820s that happened. A gentleman named Brahmaravara from Kendrapara in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. The temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti in the Bengali year 1329, Purushottam Math, a branch of Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakara, it is stated, Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. From this incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away, and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of the material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of God is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. As stated in the Bhagavatam, Itipam Sarpita Vishnau Bhaktishchen Navalakshana Kriyatya Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditamuktama. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastraditi. Anyone who has learned the essence of the Vedic scriptures to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all Shastra. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Chaitanya charitra amritara sindhu karnamana tripta kori jarek bindu. Baba Sindhu Taribari Ache Jara Chitta Shradhakuri Shunoje Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Da. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate the Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Jai. Any things, comments?
Gurki, thank you for nice lecture and readings, Pushkar Prabhu. Just a small comment. Shashi Gopal Diti, Prabhupada's narrating the story of Shashi Diti. He said it happened thousands of years ago.
It did?
He said in the story. In one part, he said that this story happens thousands of years ago. So anyway, as you were reading the pastime or the passing away of Srila Haridas Thakur, it just came to my mind when Prabhupada in 77, you know, when he was passing away, he gave the instruction to all these contemples in the world to chant 24 hours kirtan, no? It was for months and months. You remember that? So that's very significant. Srila Prabhupada fulfilling the desires of the Paramparam system, the chanting the holy name all over the world, all these contemples, 24 hours for many months. So the whole planet was getting purified by the holy name, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Haridas Thakur, you know, his Guru Maharaj.
Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.